Thank you so much to the Executioners. We're all still alive and we loved that nice bit of heaviness to kick off One World tonight on Radio 1. Now, next up, we've got something very, very special. This lady has rocked with Courtney Love and the Smashing Pumpkins, and now she's going solo with her self-titled album. Tonight, she is in the Radio 1 Live Lounge singing like an angel. Check this out. Very exclusively for One World, it's Canadian lady Melissa Auf der Mauer.
One World. Hello. I'm Melissa Auf der Mauer, and you are listening to One World on Radio 1. The tour has been amazing. It's 27 dates with 3 days off, so we had a just full action-packed, lots of volume, lots of sweat, lots of singing along, and new friends from different cultures. It's been incredible. Since the record was put out a month or two ago, is seeing the people come to the shows and being able to tell that the music is somehow ingrained into their hearts or their minds somehow, and that's that's how I know something magical and something good is happening. In terms of the actual numbers and such, I know nothing of it other than the people that are showing up with smiles on their faces at the show. So everything's been more than I could have hoped for, because really when I made this record, it was just to make the record, and then everything from there on out is a bonus. So everyone that likes the record, it makes me happy, and I'm glad I could offer them something to add volume to their day. Yeah, the record comes out in the States on June 1st, so I've been, celebrating my European trip since January almost now. So I've had my fill of Europe, and now I must go do my duty in the United States. But we just confirmed last week Reading and Leeds. And for me, August 2004 is my 10-year anniversary of the first show I ever played outside of my hometown of Montreal. My first show with Hole, which was August of 94 in the main stage of Reading. So it's going to be a real homecoming, full cycle decade, starting a new chapter in rock music at the Reading Festival. So I'm really, really looking forward to it. It means a lot to me. And it's one of the best festivals in the world, so it's a privilege to be part of it again. Tonight is acoustic, although, of course, I'm addicted to electricity when it comes to heavy rock music. Occasionally, I like to strip it down and get to the roots of it, which is, the fact is, most of these songs I did write at home on an acoustic guitar on my four tracks, so I'm going to be playing Beast of Honor, which is one of the most kind of grandiose rock songs on the record. However, it did originate just from a little dinky rhythm guitar part on my acoustic, so it's kind of like returning to the essence of the songs. And I'll be doing Real Lie, which is the newest single to creep into the airwaves hopefully soon, and Taste You, which again I wrote on acoustic and kind of made into a flowery electric version on the album. But it's acoustic is more vulnerable and more challenging, but it's a pleasure to do it.
One World.
Radio 1.